Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345. Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let's do it.
Saturday morning, you know how we do. Trevin A. Jones here, and you know what? After this, we get out there. I got to hit the road ahead to DC, gentlemen. But I have Vince Butts with me, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce. Special guest, as always welcome. Open mic, always mic number 4. And today, we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk football. And just so that you know what I was talking about earlier, yeah, Howard University today plays Delaware State in Green Stadium in the nation's capital. I am the voice of the Bison. Pat myself on the back for a second there because Ray won't do it for me. Neither will Vince. Anyway,
well, you know, I mean, you're just too far away, man. If you're closer, you know what I mean?
I don't know
if
I want you touching me, man. So, anyway.
Well, I got a good line for you.
This is how we do on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So, in case you miss it, you know you're missing out on a good time. I'm Trevin A. Jones, and we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk NFL. We'll talk NBA because that's Vince's thing. Can't get out of here without talking about the NBA. We're going to talk baseball because the playoffs. I know we're in the middle of those series, but we're going to talk about those a little bit. And then we'll let you know what's coming up this weekend because it's the sports weekend here at Urban Media Today Radio. And if you haven't known for the past 2 weekends, we got a lot of shows and good stuff packed up. So, gentlemen, let's get it rolling. So, with that being said, where do we go? We got the preseason with the NBA, which is hot. We got the NFL, which is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Major League Baseball, which is hot. This is October.
Hot topics, man.
You know, NHL got things going on. Mm-hmm. So you can't say that you're bored if you're a sports fan. Right. All right. So this is what we'll do. Because every time we talk football, Ray, it becomes a football show. So we're going to start with NBA this time.
So
Vince, you're going to get the nod. We're going to start with the NBA. The question I have about the NBA right now is, who is going to be the strongest team? And I'll break it down for you. With the Eastern Conference, and then the Western Conference. Who are the strongest teams? And we'll do one team. Just pick one team from each conference that you think is just that strong and has the potential to be in the finals at the end of the season.
It's an easy one. Boston in the East and Golden State in the West. Those teams haven't shown any rust. I know the preseason is something people are paying attention to, but the lights aren't fully on yet.
Okay.
So, the team like Cleveland, who this past couple weeks beat up on Boston. They didn't have Kyrie,
right?
And that team, I think Cleveland overachieved in the preseason. I think knowing that they didn't have LeBron, they had to come out and I think they played above themselves.
Okay.
That being said, this year I think the two teams that to me are head and shoulders above everyone else in the East, Boston, with all that talent, as good as they were last year in the playoffs, they did it without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. And so now those guys are back, I just see them just like I say being head and shoulders above everyone else in the East, and I think they're going to give Golden State a run for their money, as long as those guys are healthy. In the West, Golden State, I mean, we know who they are. They're at the top. They're the most talented team in terms of starting five. That hasn't changed. Those guys, they're going to light it up again, with Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
That's interesting. Ray, what you think, man?
Yeah, until someone knocks off Golden State, they still are it. And remember what I've been saying about Boston. It's their conference to lose. Because
when did he say that? Vince, did you hear him say that before?
I haven't heard that. I've been saying that about Boston. Look, ain't my fault y'all ain't been eating y'all blueberries, which is good for the brain. But the thing about it is, and I got that from Franco Harris, Aubrey. But the thing about it is, look at their situation. Like you said, Vince, they're stacked, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, Smart. I mean, they are just loaded. I mean, why wouldn't they? You know? But we know that in sports, anything is subject to happen. And I'm about to get my dig in on Toronto. Okay. So they may not be contenders, but they play them on TV. In other words, they're paper champions, okay? They're not going anywhere but down there to Niagara Falls or whatever. They don't have a chance.
And that's Toronto you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. And I don't care who they got on there. Kawhi Leonard, please. He was traded there. He didn't want to go there. He's trying to be on his best behavior, I know. But if they suck up the joint, which I don't think is going to happen, he'll end up somewhere else. But no, they're not, because it's going to be Boston. It's going to be Philadelphia. And it's probably going to be Milwaukee right after them.
But I said, what two teams?
Yeah, I know what you said. I know what you said. I'm getting somewhere. You know what, Trevin? Hope you get lost in the Beltway. Yes, the only reason why I was saying that was why Boston doesn't have any competition, really. As far as Golden State, I mean, Houston probably could if they have their particulars proper, but it's still Golden State's conference to win.
Oh, great.
To lose, I'm sorry.
Did I cut you off? I didn't mean to cut you off.
You did.
So gentlemen, I know I'm the novice here. I haven't covered the NBA actively for about 10 years, but no, I mean, I guess I'm a novice. I'm looking at Philly, maybe because I went to Temple. Mm. You know, I'm looking at Philly just a little bit, but nobody's talking about the Lakers. Nobody's saying anything about the Lakers.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I'm telling you something, and this is from an old sports fart, all right? Y'all hear me out there? One man can turn around the psyche and spirit of a team. Not saying he's going to do it. Not saying that Golden State is not the prohibitive favorite to win, you know, which they're probably going to do. But I really think the Lakers are going to make some noise out there in the West. And I think Philly's going to make some noise against the Celtics. Mm. Don't ask me why. It's just a spirit thing. It's something that I feel.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think that I'm excited because the Philadelphia-Boston potential is going to be like the old rivalry that was back in the day between Philadelphia and Boston. I see that coming again because the young horses in Philly, they'll be able to run with Boston. I think that Boston might have a slight edge because you have a Gordon Hayward. You have a Kyrie Irving. Okay. Now, Kyrie, and keep in mind, both of these gentlemen are coming off of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So their bodies, you know, hopefully their bodies will hold up so that they'll be able to play at the level that we know that they can play at.
Well, you won't have to wait long.
What? Yeah, you're right.
Tuesday night. Yeah, Philly at Boston.
And that's why I'm excited. Yeah. This is like, yo, I'm excited. I have okay. Aubrey, you've been with us for a minute, but see, Vince and Ray, I think they're slowly seeing that I'm becoming more and more of a Philadelphia 76ers fan.
Slowly? Oh, wow. I wasn't convinced last year, was I?
and it's blowing me away because, you know, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, but because of the way Philly handles its stars, I always got mad at Philadelphia because I think that Randall Cunningham, you shut him down too soon. Mm-hmm. You know, before they even gave Dr. J his attributes and his accolades, you know, I don't think they were handling him properly.
Same thing with Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley the same way, you know. Man. So and then I would get mad. Even Donovan McNabb, I mean, he was a star. It's like treat him as a star. Mm-hmm. But it ultimately, Allen Iverson, man. Mm-hmm. Philly didn't come around till later,
right.
You know, right. And AI was doing his thing the whole time he was in Philly. Yeah. Philly didn't come around to respect him and give him his accolades until later, and even more so after he left the game. Now it's like, oh, yeah, he was the man, the right. answer, the AI, he was the beast. Mm-hmm. It's like he was a beast the whole time. Right. So that's why I'm mad at Philly. But I digress, and I apologize. I'm loving the Sixers now because I'm loving the energy. Mm-hmm. Markelle Fultz, I don't really care what happens with Markelle Fultz. Okay, I think you spent that draft choice. The man was injured. He might have been injured even before he came to play for you. Now he's trying, and I wish him the best. I'm hoping that he can develop and become what we expect. But Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, I'm already a fan. Okay, because they go out there, and they haven't really played. Did Ben Simmons play a complete season yet? And if he did, last season would have been the first complete season that he played, correct?
Well, remember, last year was his –
and he's not a rookie. That's what I'm saying. See, that's my point. My argument is he's not a rookie because he was in the league the year before. He got paid, didn't he? He was in the league. He's not a rookie. And then Joel Embiid, he hasn't played a full season yet, if I'm not mistaken. So, and that's the injuries. All of the top draft picks for the Sixers have had injuries. So I'm excited because I think that that battle between those two franchises, Boston and Philly, man, I can't wait. So, and then Aubrey said, nobody's talking about the Lakers. What's to talk about? LeBron James. I mean, exactly. That's the end of the conversation.
And that's basically it right there.
You know what I mean? And no disrespect to the young ones.
He doesn't have a lot of help, but I'm just saying he can be a catalyst for some great things.
I think he is.
Well, he's proven that. Yeah, he did that when he came back to Cleveland. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I just think that, and that I think today I'm going to be on Soul Take Live later this evening at 6 o'clock. We'll probably talk about basketball again, and I'm going to point out that I think that LeBron cannot sustain playing the way he played last season. Mm-hmm. He played superhuman, like a superhuman last season.
Yeah, okay? True.
He carried the entire franchise. I think that Magic Johnson, along with Luke Walton, especially being as smart as Magic is, they're going to figure out a way to extend LeBron's career. LeBron cannot average 40 minutes a game, because if he does during the regular season, come playoff time, he's going to be spent. Mm-hmm. And he's 33 years old.
But I think the thing to pay attention to is how good will the Lakers be as the season progresses and as we get to playoff time. You know, how are those other guys performing around LeBron?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think LeBron has shown that it's in his DNA to carry a team, despite who else is on that team. That's just who he is. He's going to put the team on his back, and he's going to carry him where he wants him to go. So, you know, how do you, you know, depending on the situation, how do you pull LeBron out? Like, it's close game. You're gonna pull him out and say, you know, young guys, go do your thing. Yeah. You might, no, we got to win this game, mm-hmm. and LeBron's gonna feel the same way. Like, yo, don't pull me. Don't sit back.
Relax.
Let me handle this. Uh-huh. So I think that, and that's gonna be the biggest struggle for the Lakers' success early on, is how can LeBron himself pull back a little bit without sacrificing, you know, wins and what, and I don't think he cares about stats. At the end of the day, he wants to win. So can he find a way to pull back in some sort of way, and the team still win? I think the thing for the Lakers is, you know, what style of basketball are they going to play? Are they going to be able to play a Showtime Lakers where we take a couple dribbles and the ball's out, you know, guys are getting easy baskets before the defense gets a chance to get set. Can they sustain that for the majority of a game to rest LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be the key to me. And then to kind of move him, instead of playing at the top of the key, to run an offense through him, where he goes in the post, he plays, you know, in the high post, low post, and he moves around, sort of below the foul line, and down below, to take advantage of his size, his athleticism down there, and then still being able to dish the ball to open shooters, to, you know, however the defense is playing when he's in the post, to see how, you know, where is he, you know, he's going to find open shooters, you know, he's going to find the open guy, so. Is this, can they mold an offense in a different way for LeBron to have success, but also him not have to take the toll minutes wise that his body has taken over the last few years?
Here's a question: say if the Lakers do, you know, they're in contention, mm-hmm. as the year progressive, and we get around that little famous time called the trade deadline. Will they add to enhance the team?
Yeah, especially if it's going to help them get to the playoffs or maybe go into the playoffs. Because
mm-hmm.
secondly, if they can add another veteran body, well, that'll give them time to, maybe LeBron can get, like you said, Vince, that 3 or 4 minutes break mm-hmm. here and there if they're up by, you know, 10, 15 points.
I think the one thing to keep in mind for the Lakers, I don't think they want to sacrifice taking on a bad contract,
mm-hmm.
Because they want to maintain cap flexibility,
mm-hmm.
because they're still there still will be free agents come next year. Right. Still, Kawhi is going to be a free agent unless during the season he signs an extension with Toronto, mm-hmm. which I don't see that happening.
Or Toronto stinks.
Yeah, you're right. And you have Jimmy Butler, who going through his drama in Minnesota for how long? If you know, see if he gets traded. If he gets traded to one of the teams that he wants to go to, then maybe he signs an extension. But if not, if that deal's not there, then he goes in. And if he whether he stays in Minnesota for the year or goes to a team, they trade him somewhere along the year. If he doesn't go to one of those teams where he wants to go to, or it's not a situation that he feel he can be the man, because that seems to be what he wants to do, mm-hmm. then you have him being a free agent next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some possibilities for some good very points, good though. Basketball players, some superstars, if you may, mm-hmm. being able to come to the Lakers in the offseason where they don't, you know, they don't. I think they're going to stay pat. I think they're going to ride with these guys that they have now because they're young. They're on some of them on rookie contracts, mm-hmm. And maintain that cap flexibility going into next summer because they know LeBron. Like I say, he's done more with less. Mm-hmm. So
that's the truth.
Yeah, speaking about doing more with less, we got to take a timeout, quick timeout here. It's the end of the first quarter, and it's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that. And all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip-hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99 and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Yeah, the fellas in here cutting up. You hear what's happening?
Well, it wasn't me, though.
Yeah, of course. Mr. I'm going to the NBA Combine. I'm going to the NFL Combine. Fallout chair. Oh, yeah, now I'm going to play hockey.
Well, you know, hockey players do fall a lot, though, so yeah. We can understand that. Yeah.
Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce. It's second quarter. This is a beautiful Saturday morning. I don't care if it's raining out. I don't care what's happening outside. It's beautiful because these gentlemen have come to the Urban Media Today Roundtable. We're talking sports. And it's even more beautiful because we get to share it with you on a Saturday morning. And that being said, we were talking NBA basketball. And Vince broke it down, as he always does. We started talking about LeBron James and, you know, making his career longer and how LeBron would fight to be pulled out of the game type of thing. So how do you manage LeBron James and the Lakers? He brought up some good points. And we'll touch on that before we even make the transition to maybe the NFL this time. All that being said about LeBron and the Lakers and the supporting staff, he has got a lot of young guns with him as well. But my thing is this. With Ingram being on the team, and then you have Ball. Does Ball fit into the equation now? Because, you know, he's coming off an injury now, right. too. Okay, now he's supposed to be this fantastic point guard that all the rave was about him before LeBron came to town. So now it's definitely going to be LeBron's team without question. How does Ball fit into the equation? Or does it matter?
I think it does matter. And it's, you know, I think LeBron's going to say all the right things. But ultimately, you know, it's partly on him to be able to, because the team, the front office, they know that the offense has to evolve from what it was before. You have one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I don't think you have to take away what LeBron does. You have to find a different way to use all the immense talents that he has.
Mm-hmm. I like that answer because you know what I'm thinking? And I know Aubrey and Ray are going to weigh in a second too. I think it takes a lot of pressure off of Alonzo Ball, mm-hmm. because now he doesn't have to be a superstar. You know, he doesn't have to be the focus, because mm-hmm. now the focus is on LeBron. Mm-hmm. So Lonzo can mess up all he wants to hone his skills, so mm-hmm. to speak. Right, you know, you have to still play at a certain level. Right. But I think it gives him a chance to grow and maybe even develop into a better player. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I think, though, is really that with Lonzo Ball, he's been given some questionable advice from his father. And I think that LeBron's going to bring a certain maturity mm-hmm. and bring a certain wisdom to him. Mm-hmm. It's going to make him a better player. Mm-hmm. He's going to make him more stable. Mm-hmm. He's going to be less emotional. Mm-hmm. He's going to be more humble. And I think just the LeBron effect on Alonzo Ball are going to make the Lakers a lot more dangerous than they were before LeBron came.
Oh, yeah. You know, it can have a lasting effect on his career. I mm-hmm. mean, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, every young player would love to have a superstar to learn.
To mentor yeah. them.
Right.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Right.
And I also, I admired how Lonzo carried himself last year, you know.
Considering who his dad was.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I believe that if he knows his role, learns from LeBron, and not just him. And I never thought I'd ever say this, but maybe I'm figuring out what has been the problem with Rajon Rondo over these years. Mm-hmm. He's part cyborg. He's not human, so no, but seriously. I think that if Rajon could just be the veteran that he can be and make it and be that influence, that mentor to Ball, and they play together as a team, get that synergy going, you could see some surprises.
See, Rajon never really had that aspect about him. I always considered him more dramatic and a little bit more drama. I think LeBron's going to bring that continuity and bring that balance and bring that just ease and flow because it's so easy for him. And that's going to make Rajon a better leader. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think now you got two veterans being able to sculpture some of these younger guys. And that's one of the reasons why I think that, of course, Golden State, I think ultimately is going to win it because this is the first year these guys are getting chemistry.
Right.
But I think the Lakers and maybe even Houston might try to do a couple of things.
It'd be nice to see if Houston could do it. But, you know, again, you got to get the king off the hill. You know, you got to get him off.
All right.
Well, I think it was going to be interesting to see Houston how with their addition of Carmelo Anthony.
Oh yes, that's
you know,
true.
How does that how's that whole offensive dynamic play out? You know, I'm not going to mention defense because Mike D'Antonio,
no.
coach of that team, doesn't play a lot of defense.
Exactly.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Carmelo integrates into that offense. I think there's questions whether he's always been a starter. Would he come off the bench, you know? And if they want him to come off the bench, does he accept that role and thrive in that role? And I think he can.
Yeah, he better do whatever it takes. He's like the first DH in basketball. He's their designated hitter because, like you said, it ain't about defense for
exactly.
him. Know his role, like The Rock used to say.
Which is interesting. So that all right. So you guys, we started this show off asking the two power teams or the two teams that we think can make it through the NBA season. Since that tips off Tuesday night, Vince.
Yep.
Tuesday night, man. So it's the top of the NBA.
Real quick.
Yeah, Vince got a question. I'm trying to avoid it right now. So that's why I'm not looking at it.
Did you say? I only heard your two teams. Did you say
I knew that was coming. So.
That's right, man.
I heard Philly and the Lakers.
Hold up. Ray, who did you say?
I basically just said the same thing Vince did. Golden State and Boston.
He's riding my coattails.
And Aubrey, who did you say?
I said Philly and I said the Lakers.
Okay.
From an emotional heart standpoint.
Okay.
But, of course, it's always going to be, like I said, Golden State and Boston will probably end up. I'm going Philly and I'm going the Lakers.
I'm going to go, and despite I know I said this, or you may hear me say differently, but I'm going to go Philadelphia, and I'm going to go Golden State. So in my heart of hearts, I don't want to see Golden State there again, but I think that they can do it. And if anybody three-peats, I think they have the potential to three-peat. But I see Philly just getting the horses together. They seem like they're getting some chemistry. And Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, I just love watching those guys play. And I love the energy that they have. Mm-hmm. And I think if they can get some chemistry going in Philly, because Markel Fultz could come through for them. And nobody's talking about J.J. Redick. You know, J.J. Redick has been lighting it up for him. And I think he's been a catalyst into, you know, the cohesiveness of the team. And another player nobody's talking about that I want to talk about is Robert Covington, who's from Tennessee State University at HBCU.
He's nice.
And he is nice. Yeah. I mean, he has been under the wire. Mm. But, I mean, everybody's looking at Joel Embiid, but Robert Covington has been doing his thing for the Sixers, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm saying I can't wait to see this Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers rivalry go at it again. Because me and my uncle, Billy Jones, Sylvester back home, Billy Jones was a Boston Celtics fan. And growing up, I used to hate the fact that my uncle was a Boston Celtics fan. And he would say, they're going to kick Philly's butt. And I'm like, no, uncle, we live outside of Philly. We don't live outside of Boston. But he's a Boston Celtics fan. I love him to death. But I can't wait because I know he's going to be excited about that rivalry again with the Celtics and the Sixers in the Eastern Conference. But, yeah, ultimately I have to say I think it's going to be Philadelphia and I think it's going to be Golden State. But it's going to be a beat-up Golden State team because they have to get past OKC, they have to get past Houston, and they still have to deal with the Lakers. And a lot of people weren't feeling the Lakers as being a challenge like that. But if you go through a rugged, tough Western Conference that they have, they don't have an easy shot. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, the championship is truly going to go through the Western Conference.
Well, without question. I agree with you. Can we talk football now? Can we talk football?
You guys, don't mind if you do.
And don't be homers either. Because, I mean, man, these cats.
I have not been a homer. Yeah, only homer you think of is Simpson, okay? That's it.
You're not allowed to be homers on here. This can't be a homer.
Here we go.
We're going to talk about the entire NFL, okay?
And I have a question, too.
Well, what's the question?
Okay, anybody in this round table watch the Sunday night game? It was Houston versus Dallas. And so I had a chance to watch
it. You're talking about Sunday night last Sunday?
Last Sunday. And, you know, it went overtime. It was actually a little bit more entertaining, although both teams had their issues. Mm-hmm. But Deshaun Watson did his thing in clutch time. But it gets me. I remember in overtime when Dallas had the ball, they had the opening, they won the coin flip, received, et cetera. Fourth and one.
And they punted.
Are you out of your mind? And you punt the ball. I mean, I heard even Jerry Jones was looking at Garrett like he was crazy. I'm like, dude, did you take a page out of the 70s? But what in the world? I mean, that's crunch time. You want to win the game. And then, of course, Houston did his thing. DeAndre Hopkins with that clutch catch and had the yak. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, you think about that, and I'm like, okay, does it? No, of course it matters, but what are you thinking?
Maybe he got a call from one of his friends in Vegas. I don't know.
Man, maybe John Madden told him. I'm just playing.
And that's interesting that you brought up Deshaun Watson because this week in practice, he was kind of limited on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what he's able to do this week because, I mean, I don't know, man. When it comes to injury reports,
right?
You just never know.
I half believe
that's true.
What's being put out there.
That's true.
So I know as of Thursday he was limited in practice. So, but I think still when they're playing the Bills, so I think Deshaun's gonna get out there and he's gonna be like they're gonna do their thing on Sunday.
That's for sure.
And speaking of Sunday, Aubrey, your show was Sunday morning. And you had an interesting – I know you had an interesting topic coming up, and we'll get back to what's happening in NFL real quick. But speaking of NFL and your show, and speaking of a black quarterback, Deshaun Watson, you're talking about Joe Gillum tomorrow.
Jefferson Street Joe.
There you go. Jefferson Street Joe Gillum with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
And first black starting quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got to tune in tomorrow morning at 9:30, Sunday morning. Check out Aubrey Bruce, straight up no chaser with Aubrey Bruce. And we're going to cover and actually we're all going to be there. So that's kind of cool.
Exactly.
So we get to do two shows. I'm loving that. But I hear enough of Ray. So, I mean, but anyway.
You've had enough of me. No. You ain't seen me yet.
Let's get back to what we're talking about. It's tomorrow NFL.
And then,
go ahead.
And something I had mixed up. I don't know why I thought the Patriots and the Chiefs were playing Thursday. No, they play Sunday night. And truthfully, and you know, I don't like this talk, but I mean, I know it makes news, but I'm going to throw it out there. because you know somebody's probably already said it based on their records. I mean, you have the undefeated Chiefs, who's looking very good with Patrick Mahomes just doing the thing. And then you have the Patriots, who rebounded from a 1-2 start, but also their legacy. You know, they've been went to the past two Super Bowls, yada, yada, yada. Do you think that this could be a foreshadowing of the AFC Championship game? Like I said, I can't stand when people say stuff like that. I mean, especially since the season's still young. But just based on the way both the teams are playing right now.
I think it's going to be a foreshadowing of a new sheriff in town in the AFC, and that's going to be Kansas City. You know, because of the fact that people don't even think that Andy Reid had the insight and the foresight to basically say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of my maintenance quarterback. And basically bring this young quarterback in.
Right.
And who,
stud.
I looked at him when he beat the Steelers.
No, geez.
He beat him up.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. He basically played football, he played quarterback the way the position's supposed to be played. Mm. He ran when he had to.
Right.
He made his reads progressively. Mm. He didn't look at one receiver and then run out of the pocket.
Right.
He did 1, 2, 3, made his progressions, threw the ball, was on target.
Right.
So, as far as Tom Brady, you talk about the Patriots, I'll never able, as long as I'm alive, to give them full credit, because I've always looked at them as cheaters, you know? And I just, I mean, this young quarterback, is, as far as I'm concerned, and I saw Jefferson Street Joe play. I was there. He might not have the skills that Jefferson Street Joe has, but I think by him being younger, he had more tools, he had internet, he had all this stuff to study. I think he's the most schooled young black quarterback that I've ever seen.
And you're talking about Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, he's 6'3", 230 pounds. Yeah, you know what? Through six games, and it's kind of funny because I always laugh at this, because last year he really didn't play a lot. But in his career right now through six games, five games in 2018, his completion percentage is 63%. He has over 1,500 yards passing. He's averaging 8.6 yards an attempt, and he has 14 touchdowns. And now he's been intercepted twice. Earlier we were talking about he hasn't been intercepted at all.
Right.
Now it's twice.
Jeez.
And I like the way that has Aubrey had put it. Hey, he has the potential to be a really, really good quarterback. So when you're talking about the game on Sunday night, tomorrow night between Kansas City, Kansas City and New England, I think Kansas City can go into New England and pull out the victory.
And I do agree as well.
Yeah.
2 years ago, was it last year?
It was 2 years ago.
With Kareem Hunt, his rookie year.
That's it, his rookie year. And he fumbled on the first play.
Right.
And then came back and
tore him up.
And
destroyed
them. Yeah. Hey, what about a comparison between the two tight ends? I mean, Travis Kelce, in my opinion, doesn't get – he's underrated. I mean, he had 2 1,000-yard seasons. He had 2 800-yard seasons. He's a pretty bad boy. And then you compare him with, of course, Gronkowski.
So before we answer that, we're going to compare the two tight ends from New England and Kansas City for tomorrow night's game. It's the end of the second quarter. It's halftime. Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We'll be right back with more NFL talk right after this.